George Osborne is one of our favourites from this part. So what would you do with $1 today, George? How would you play?
I'd stick to Group 1, Johnny, and back Hallowed Ground.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
And Hallowed Ground goes on for an easy win. Dominates that race, won by 4.5 lengths.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Yes, we do have the early mail today. Two meetings on a Thursday. We're at Stawell this afternoon. We're at Sportsman Pakenham Park tonight. And I'd like to know what's happening at Stawell, if you wouldn't mind, please, Adam.
Okay. Christopher Henderson is the track manager at Stawell. He joins us and he'll tell us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, boys. How are we going?
We're going well, thank you. But more importantly, how are you and how is the track?
I'm frozen like everybody else. just trying to thaw out in front of the heater, but... Track's come up a good four with a penetrometer of 5.68 and just 5 mm of rain for the week, which started last Friday. So it's been sort of in dribs and drabs over the last couple of days. But rah with the true, and track is in good order. Look, I think it'll kick out towards the middle of the day after being only a month in the same position after our Easter meeting.
That is a comprehensive meeting, comprehensive report, Chris. Appreciate it.
Maybe it's the cold doing it to me.
Well, go back to the heater and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, boys. You too.
Christopher Henderson, the track manager at Stawell. So perfect conditions for today. Packing them tonight. The information we've got for you at the moment is the soft six rail out 9 metres. And I reckon Matty Raymond's ready for you, huh?
I want to have a chat to Matty Raymond. Three runners for us today at Stawell today. Hello, Matty.
Morning, boys. How are we?
We are very well, thank you. How's yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Keeping warm myself.
Yeah, I was just going to ask how the toes are feeling.
Yeah, it's not too bad this morning here in Warrnambool.
Righto. All right. Well, you've got three today at Stawell for us. So Deal of Power. Race 6, number 5 is your first one. $6 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Is this a new addition to the stable? It's been racing in Queensland from what I can see.
Yeah, she's a bit of an intriguing horse. She come down to me. She's had a few issues with her manners and whatnot pre-race. She's really improved out of sight with the way she goes about things, which I was really happy to see. We were a little bit disappointed in her jump out, but she probably didn't quite handle the heavy going. So it'll be better seeing her on top of the ground over that little bit further today, and I expect her to be finishing off well late.
Right, so first up over the mile, Dundee Mare, so obviously a pedigree to get a bit of distance. Can you run in the placings?
I wouldn't be surprised if she runs top three, but I wouldn't be putting a mortgage on it. I'll wait till she gets out over a little bit further, I think, with her.
Righto, that's race 6, number 5, Deal of Power. Race 7, number 3, First Division is first up today. Benchmark 58 affair over the 1100. Had a couple of starts last campaign and had, what, about 4 months off now. First up, we ready to roll?
Look, she's a really nice mare. She's got quite a bit of ability there. She's a big free-rolling horse. I think she's going to be running at her best fresh. She's certainly fit enough there today. Does have to lug a little bit of weight, but all the field's kind of in the same situation. But she also has to deal with a bit of a tricky barrier for her racing style. So, look, she'll need a little bit of luck to be able to get a nice run throughout. But I certainly think she's got the ability to be able to win a race like that pretty comfortably.
Oh, pretty comfortable. I like when that sort of lingo comes out. At $3, tab.com.au for First Division, race 7, number 3. Then race 8, number 7 is the last one. Beachhaven, speaking about barriers, barrier 14 is a fairly wide one over 1,300 metres. How's that going to go?
Yeah, we're not having much luck with the barriers today, but I was glad to hear they say that they might be getting out to the middle of the track later in the day, because that'll suit my wider gait for sure. He's a horse that'll probably suit to get back in the run and finish off late anyway. He was a bit unlucky in the way he mapped the race out at Warrnambool last start. I thought he was really good first up. He'd probably appreciate a little bit more given the track, but I don't think it's going to heat up and dry out up there too much today. So he can run a nice race as well.
Let's put a really good promo together for tomorrow morning, Matty. What's your best today for the punters?
First Division would be the best.
Race 7, number 3, First Division, $3 early markets at tab.com.au. We will take our cash and we will run. Good luck to you and the stable today. Hope it goes beautifully for you.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff. Matty Raymond with 3 today, but her best without a doubt. Race 7, number 3, First Division, $3.
You can sound better when she said it the first time.
Well, we can cut and play that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. She won't go over the top. She's a Straight Shooter is our girl, Maddie. Well, good luck to her. We need to get to the news. Johnny Bowden's got the latest. And then Steve is going to give us the latest in the world of football on RSN 927.